you. Congratulations to Andrew, and apologies to our next guest, Billy Jaffe, who joins us from Nesson and Sportsnet, because it just kind of happened that, you know, we had to shuffle things around. So apologies, Billy. How are you?
I'm fine being bumped for a guy named Will. I'm all good with that. Don't you worry. No worry to apologize. I appreciate the comments, but it's good to have that guest on. You know, nice signing.
Let's talk about, so we're going to talk a little NHL with you at the end, but we're getting set this coming weekend. The NCAA tournament starts. You're going to be doing some work on the tournament. You know, your alums playing in the tournament. You're in the Boston area. You've got a couple of teams there. Just give us an overall kind of view of the field for the NCAA tournament.
It's a good field this year. Well, and you know what, usually it's a good field. If you can make it into the final 16, you've done something right for the most part this year. You know, you have a few Cinderella stories sometimes, but overall, and you know, you've done it right. I'm very, you know, pleased and honored to be covering the East Regional for ESPN, which will be in Albany, and we're going to have UMass Lowell taking on Yale there, and then in the other one, we're going to have Quinnipiac, the number one overall team in the country, a small school about 10 miles away from Yale in the New Haven area. It's called Hamden, Connecticut, taking on RIT, which is the Rochester Institute of Technology, where Chris Tanev played his college hockey. And they won the Atlantic Conference with a great run at the end of the season. So that's the region I'm in. But there's also some other great stories. I mean, Providence College, which I know Flames fans have an interest in, with Mark Jankowski there and John Gilmore. Obviously, that's where John Gillies played his college hockey. Taking on Minnesota Duluth in the Northeast Regional, which is in Worcester. North Dakota with a great, you know, unrestricted free agent, college free agent in Kajula there, the Drake Kajula kid, whose interest from probably 20, if not 22 teams around the NHL. They're the number three seed in that Midwest region. They're taking on Northeastern, the hottest team in the country. A great matchup in Notre Dame against Michigan. And, I mean, there's just so many different things, so many potential pro players in this. You know, Charlie McAvoy plays for BU. He'll be a top top 10 pick this year in the draft coming up, you know, this summer. So a lot of great matchups coming up, and it all starts Friday.
Billy, you mentioned Providence, and there's no doubt about it. Flames fans very much have their eye on them with two players. They're the defending national champions after what they did last year. Just as a whole, before we get specifically into those two Flames players playing on the team, as a whole, how much of an opportunity does Providence have repeating as national champion?
You know what? I think they have a good opportunity. I do think it's going to be I know, look, it's tough anytime to make it all the way through back to the national championship. And by the way, the Frozen Four this year is in Tampa at Amalie Arena. I see Providence beating Minnesota Duluth, and Duluth's a good team out of the NCH, but I just think Providence is better. After that, you know, whether, you know, they can beat Boston College or Harvard, because of the way that they're built, Nate Lehman, the coach there, guys, plays a very structured, sound, physical, in-your-face type of style, a fun style. It's not boring, sit back. It's aggressive, and it's a real good traditional hockey, if you want to call it that, and it's fun. They have experience on their side from having been there last year. A lot of guys know what it takes. They don't have Gillies. They have this kid by the name of Nick Ellis, who's been very, very good coming in this year in nets. So I think they have a legit run opportunity. I do. You know, it's no different. Of course, it's a war of attrition at the NHL level, as you guys know well. But this, too, you need some luck. You need to make it through it. And I think that Providence has as good a chance as any team. And by the way, they're the number four seed overall coming into the tournament.
In conversation with Billy Jaffe from Sportsnet and Nesson, the NCAA tournament starts this weekend. Providence, the defending national champions, but it looks like a pretty darn good field. Billy's going to be part of the coverage on ESPN. Joins us here on The Big Show. Will?
Well, Billy, you mentioned in your first answer with Providence and Mark Jankowski, and certainly a guy that a lot of Flames fans have been watching closely in his 4 years at Providence. This year, he leads the team in scoring 15 goals and 40 points. I guess, as a whole, how did you see Jankowski's development unfold, and how have you liked him this season, specifically in his senior year?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a few of his games. I like him. I had a nice chance to talk with him the other day. He needs to hang out with me more because I still want to see him put on about 15 to 20 pounds, and I can get that on him really pretty
nice.
Darn
yeah,
quick.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd have a hard time hanging out with me the amount that I eat. But he has gained weight. I mean, he's probably up 30 to 35 pounds since he started college. Flames fans have obviously followed him during prospect development camp, and he's up to a little about 200, 201. I think he can top out at about 215, though, when it's all said and done. He's got real good vision. He's got nice hands. It's still like to see him shoot a little more. It's great news for the, you know, PC and for the Flames fans that he's putting up more points, though, in general. This is the kind of kid, though, that, you know, he's a bright kid. You know, he's cerebral the way he approaches the game. I think he'll need a little bit more time to continue developing. And I know that might not be music to the ears of Flames fans. But, you know, remember, he came in as a real young freshman, had 18 points that year, bumped it up to 25. Last year, 27. And remember, he made the NCAA all-tournament team last year. So you're seeing a steady progression from him. I don't know if you'll say next year he's ready to shoot out of camp and be a mainstay on the team. But I have, but there's pause for, you know, like, I think I see the right things out of him, guys, because he's a little harder on the puck. When he gets stronger, he'll play more of that pro game. And because he thinks the game well, I think it was some seasoning in the American League. There's a chance there.
What about John Gilmore, seventh-round pick a year later from the Calgary Flames, and he's also in his senior year at Providence, and as a result, obviously does have a career high in goals and points. But what do you like about him? A lot of people maybe a little bit more optimistic about his puck-moving abilities on the back
yes.
end.
That's exactly what you wrote. That's what it is. It's puck moving, mobility, and what I've seen and what his head coach Nate Lehman talked about with me just about a week ago or so is how he has stepped up this year and, you know, continued to take that next step of development, really doing a nice job of helping, you know, exit the puck out of his own zone, really smart. You know, the top defensemen, the top guys, the Gilmores, the Wallmans. Jake Wallman, by the way, didn't get to play because he won't get to play anymore. He's a high pick of the St. Louis Blues recently, but had shoulder injury, so he's out for the season. But the Parises on that team, the Wallman again, the Gilmore, they move really, really well, and that's what Gilmore's about. His ability to move head up, again, help with the breakout with his good first decision has been impressive this year.
The other guy that Flames fans will be watching is on the other side of the bracket. That, of course, is Boston University. And some people maybe got their first look of Brandon Hickey at the World Junior Championship this winter overseas. But what have you thought of Brandon Hickey and his development in Boston University?
I've liked it, too. You know, he's with a coach there in David Quinn who wants, you know, he wants his guys in the back end, don't be puck luggers, be puck movers, as he puts it eloquently, you know. And Hickey is really not that way. I mean, Hickey is a nice mover. He's got nice mobility, gets involved an awful lot. I've always enjoyed just watching. It's the term I use a lot for him is you know, fluid. I don't know if he'll put up, you know, ginormous numbers for you out there, but what he ends up doing is one of those guys that he's just around the play a lot. And you know, you say, okay, well, what did he do? Well, next thing you know, he's been involved. He's helped with his skating and his shutdown or his mobility to help shut down the opponent. And so I've liked what I've seen out of Brandon Hickey.
Billy, we know you got a role, so I'll ask you one more question. Appreciate the time this afternoon. Your alma mater is in the tournament, Michigan. You know, everybody's looking at Quinnipiac as the number one seed, but I'm curious as to you, where you're looking at some of the dark horse teams this year. Who might be one of those Cinderellas or surprise stories?
Well, you know what? I've been trying to do that as I'm really starting to prepare, and I've got a ton of stuff to get ready for. My dark horses, I can't look past. Even though I think Quinnipiac will beat RIT, I can't look past them given the fact that last year RIT did beat the number one overall seed in Minnesota State, which used to be called Mankato, Minnesota Mankato. And so there will be history on their side. They will have a couple of thousand fans that will make their way to Albany for this game, and they'll have, I don't know about home ice advantage, but they'll definitely have advantage there. over regard to Quinnipiac. And so I don't know if I see them going all the way, but I see them putting up a fight early on. There's a few other teams that jump out. Northeastern, the Huskies, they're right out of Boston, you know, downtown the city of Boston. The head coach here, Jim Madigan, has got them playing some beautiful hockey right now. Hottest team in the country, basically, coming into the tournament. They've got a guy on their team named Kevin Waugh, who's their captain, who was injured for a while with a concussion. He's back. He gives them depth. He's an Anaheim pick that didn't want to sign this past year, wanted to come back and play for his senior season with this team, along with his brother, who's one of the goaltenders on the team. So Northeastern is coming in with a lot of energy. So they've got some good expectations. John Stevens, the associate head coach of the LA Kings, his sons, Nolan and John, play for Northeastern, and they are very heady type hockey players. So keep an eye on them. And then I don't know if it would be a underdog or what, but you know what? BU and Denver, I think whoever comes out of that game, they play in the first round at the XL Energy Center on Saturday. I think he has a chance to make it to the Frozen Four. I do. I think those are the type of teams, even though BU at times has shown some weakness defensively, they got some high power offense too. I think that one of those two teams has a chance.
Billy, first of all, always appreciate the time. I know you're a busy man today, so thank you for spending some time with us. Apologies for bumping you about 10 minutes there, and Rob Kerr says hi. So all of those things, needed to make sure we got those out. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Wednesday.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.